Japanese.
你好，香港、澳门、大陆。
Japanese class 101.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to pronunciation class number 5. I'm Matthew Carey.
I'm Nicole.
This is our 5th and final pronunciation lesson. And hands clapping, yay!
Yay! Yeah, I'm so glad it's finally over.
Stop lying. You wanted to do 20 of these.
Okay, yeah. I think pronunciation is fun.
Maybe. Well, pronunciation is at least important, but we can do part 2 another time.
Yep, definitely. Advanced pronunciation.
Then again, maybe not. Anyway, the focus of this lesson is helping you master the challenging sounds of Yutping.
That's right.
So we're going to focus on a few things that we haven't had time to look at yet.
The first thing is a few tricky consonant sounds.
What do you think is the most difficult consonant sound?
I think for most English speakers, it should be the Z.
The difference between the Yutping Z and the English Z. In English, we say zipper or zebra.
In Yutping, it is zhe or zha or zip.
Can we hear that sound again slowly?
Yeah, you can hear it really slowly. Zi or zhe or za.
Okay, now a lot of people get this confused with the C sound.
Yeah, the C sound is ts. Like in the words ti, te, and ta.
Okay, let's hear these two together so that everybody can compare and hear the difference.
Okay. Zip. Ti.
Okay, the first one there was a Z followed by a C.
Ze. Te. Or za. Ta.
So linguistically, the difference is that the C is aspirated while the Z is not.
That's right. So when you say the Z sound, zip, ze, or za,
you're not going to want to let air out of your mouth. So let's hear the Z's again.
Zip, ze, or za.
Okay, so on the Z's, you're using more of your tongue. It's got that little vibrato in it from the Z, like a buzzing sound.
Yep.
But when you say the C sound, you have air coming out, kind of like when a tire is popped and it starts leaking. You've got more of that tss.
I didn't think that much, but yeah. Ti, te, and ta.
So if you put your hand in front of your mouth and repeat the C words after Nicole, you can see if you feel air coming out.
Yep, make sure you do that. Ti, te, ta.
Now, let's try the Z's with the same model. Put your hand in front of your mouth and not covering it, just far enough away so you can feel the breath. But let's repeat after Nicole while she says some of the Z words.
Right. Zip, ze, za.
Okay, that's not so hard. So now we've kind of got a model for pronouncing our C's and our Z's properly. We can do the hand test. Now let's take a look at the second tricky thing that people have problems with.
Actually, the second tricky thing is not that tricky, but a lot of people get it wrong.
And this is the infamous J sound.
Yes. The J sound, it's easy. It sounds like Y in English. Just like Y as in yes. It sounds like Y.
Okay, so for all of you out there that are learning your Yutping, if you see the J, you can ask yourself, why does J sound like Y? Why does J sound like Y?
That makes much sense.
Okay, people, so don't get this wrong, or people will look at you funny. Let's hear some examples of J.
Okay, the first example is the name of our phonetic system, Yut. Peng. And another word for days is yat. And also another word for leaves is yip. So together they are yut peng, yat, and yip. They all start with the letter J.
So remember that the J sounds are pronounced like the Y in English, as in the word yes or yut peng.
Okay, yes.
What's next?
Okay, the next one we have is the NG sound.
Ah, okay. Give us some examples of the NG sound.
Okay, this NG sound is very common in Cantonese language. This is the sound you hear in the word ngó.
I.
Ngái.
Word for short.
And ngào.
the word for bite. Sounds a lot like Nicole's description. Okay, this is a lot like the English word that we have, sing, ing, the ng part. This is a lot like the sound we have in the English word, sing.
That's
the
right.
Ng in the end.
Yep.
So say the word sing slowly. Right, now, sing.
Sing.
Notice how your tongue touches the back of your mouth. That's where the ng sound in Cantonese comes from.
Right, ng sound. As in ngó, ngái, and ngáo.
Remember, Nicole, I short bite. Now, a lot of people get
don't
this
attach
wrong.
My name to that.
Hey, you wrote the script. Now, a lot of people get this wrong.
That's because they don't listen to our podcast enough.
Uh-huh. So, again, in review, the four tricky consonants are
zi, ti, yi, and ngó.
And we also have some tricky vowels for you, too, before you go. Thought we were done, didn't you?
Right. A lot of people have trouble with the OE sound.
Yes, they do. And it's really easy. It just sounds like the you are in fur.
That's right. In fur.
Okay, let's have some examples of the OE sound.
Okay. Her, sir, or the.
When you make the OE sound, your lips have to be round. So when you're pronouncing the fur, kind of put an O in front of it. Half silent O.
Yep, that's like you're about to throw up. Yep, that's like you're about to throw up.
Okay, perfect.
Her, like sir, and the.
Okay, don't make our listeners sick. So that's our podcast for today. These tricky consonants and confusing vowel sounds.
Let's review them again. Zi, ti, yi, and ngó. And the last but not least, her.
Now, before we let you go, we should tell you that this isn't all that we have.
Not at all.
We have a lot of other tips and advice on tricky sounds. We have a lot of other tips and advice on tricky Cantonese sounds in our premium lesson PDFs.
Located in the Premium Learning Center.
The PDF for this lesson has a lot more tricky words and sounds to challenge you. And it also has suggestions on how to shape your mouth and how to make the sounds.
So you sound like a native Cantonese speaker.
That's right. A native Cantoneser.
So thank you again for listening, and we'll see you on CantoneseClass101.com. I'm Nicole.
And I'm Matt. See ya.